Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
You gonna pay us?
Yeah, definitely. Because when you start talking about paying people to get vaccinated, when you start talking about incentivizing things to get people vaccinated, there's something else going on with that.
It is something going on with that. You're right. But I'm glad millions of people, like me and most everybody here, didn't get an incentive. You know what their incentive was? Protecting their health and protecting the city. Well, but I won't keep you anymore.
It's okay, because my incentive,
y'all campaign is about fear. It's about inciting fear in people. You all attack people with fear. That's what this pandemic is. It's a fear. It's fear, this pandemic.
I kind of want that dude to run for office, to be real. Welcome back to the program. Top of our third hour. Man, it did not go over so well. This was when you had, back in 21? All this videos coming out. It was supposed to be this documentary about Tony Fauci and the Fauci-ouchie. But it didn't work out so well for them, did it? Whew, welcome back to the program. Your lovable curmudgeon here, Dana Lash, with you. And coming up, Carol Roth is going to be joining us on all of the banking drama and the wokery and ESG and everything else. But no, he was in D.C., and the way they were presenting this was that he was battling vaccine hesitancy, is what Kane's rolling his eyes so hard. You almost lost those eyeballs, man. You almost rolled them right out your head. That's what it was supposed to look at. It was on PBS, and they were going door to door encouraging residents to receive their quote unquote vaccine. Who was it that said that they had just gotten coronavirus again? Dick Durbin?
Yes.
He said that he got it again, and he's like, oh, thankfully I've got all my vaccines. How stupid is this? Like, oh, can you imagine how much worse this virus that I contracted would have been if I hadn't gotten the vaccines for the virus? How stupid does that sound? Then it's not a vaccine. It didn't prevent transmission. Stop saying that it did. Good grief. So this, it didn't go well for him. And then he said, listen to this, audio soundbite 13. This is from that Fauci documentary that is not going over so well. Apparently they received a lot of hesitancy when they were walking around in D.C. And I just got to ask you, D.C. votes normally what, Kane?
Oh, that's blue.
It's blue. But listen to what he says here. Listen.
What are we going to do about those other states?
Oh, my God. They're going to keep the outbreak smoldering in the country. It's so crazy. I mean, they're not doing it because they say they don't want to do it. They're Republicans. They don't like to be told what to do.
Right.
And we got to break that, you know, unpack that.
How you guys doing with vaccine?
So he's in D.C., going door to door in D.C., and he's getting pushback from a generationally hardcore blue area. And he's like, well, it's the Republican states that are going. You know what? He's saying this because he wants to ingratiate himself with the city. He is so eager to ingratiate himself with the left. If they give him a little attention, he laps it up, and he wants more of it. He wants to show that he's obedient to their ideology. And in a way that indicates he says he's not a political animal. It's garbage. It's irrelevant. He indicates that he is because he's so willing to adopt and do whatever it is necessary to, as I said, ingratiate himself to them. But he's in a super blue city, walking around and talking to probably Democrat voters who are pushing back on him. And then he goes, oh, it's the Republicans. They're going to keep the outbreak smoldering because they won't get vaccinated. And then we learn later the vaccine doesn't do a damn thing. If anything, it helps. If anything, it made people think that they were not going to transmit it or contract it. And then they went out infecting everybody else. How about that? It's a pandemic of the vaccinated. It was all BS. I see this and it makes me so angry. This is why you don't give over a portion of control or any of it to unelected bureaucrats and stand back and allow them to make major decisions about healthcare in the country. Infuriates me. I love that people were pushing back. I love it. Love it. Love it. Oh, I got to tell you a story. Oh my gosh. Can I just tell you guys something? I normally don't get aggravated at people, but I did. Yesterday. Okay, so hold up. So I was on my way because James O'Keefe was in town, and his O'Keefe Media Group were doing a, it was basically like a fundraiser for O'Keefe Media Group. And it was very well attended, very well supported. And on our way to where the event was pulling my car around the parking lot, and some chick with her super blonde hair, and I'm not hating, an older lady, and has her little vape pen, and she clearly did not know how to drive her car.
Oh, no.
She took such a wide turn, she almost hit me. And I'm basically stopped at that point because I can see this broad coming from a mile away. And I'm like, this broad cannot drive her car. She's just speeding around that. And then she sort of is like, I don't know what she said. And I like to drive, and I am mean. But I also know traffic rules, and I can drive well. And, you know, I just, you know, didn't think anything of it. But I thought it was kind of ridiculous, you know, that she, because she was speeding through that parking lot, taking that tight current turn at like, you know, 35 miles per hour easily. I'm like, if I had been stopped, she'd have probably hit me. So anyway, but she had the vape pen. I parked and I get out, and she had parked, and I thought, please do not let us go into the same event because I might have to kick her ass at this thing. So, but she had her little vape thing, right? I watched this broad get out of her car, her little vape pen, huffing on her little vape thing. And then you know what she does? She puts it away in her bag. And I thought that was the end of it. Then from her bag, she retrieves a face mask and puts it on her face.
What?
The face mask.
It's just
after she, I hands to Sky. And then at that point, Katie barred the door. I could not shut up. Puts the face mask on her face. She was in the car by herself vaping. She gets out of the car by herself, puts a face mask on her face. Going into the restaurant. First off, it's March of 2023. Okay? They don't work. That's number one. Number two, I think her being fat and vaping is more dangerous than not wearing the face mask.
True.
I may have said that loudly. Walking by. Because someone has to. You know, someone had to do the public a service. Kane, you should be proud of me because that's all I said.
You ended it right there?
Yes.
Wow. You're getting better.
Yeah.
You're getting better at it.
No, I'm trying. New year, maybe new me. But for real, dude, puts the face mask on. She's like, make sure face cover. Goes in. And I'm not going to repeat what I said when I walked past. Because I normally don't get into anybody's business. But she was such a reckless driver. And she was vaping. And then she puts it on. So as we walked past, I just said, I would just think that being a reckless vaping fat ass is probably more dangerous than not wearing. And then I walked. It's not my, not, guys. It is, I know, I repented later. And I was like, I'm sorry. Amen. But that was all I needed to see, man. All I needed to see. I swear to you, some people, it's like it's a virtue signal. Look at me. I love everyone else. Not enough to drive safely in a parking lot, but I love everyone else. Value your lives. Wear my face mask. I get it. If you have some disease and you're worried about maybe something that a mask can stop, I don't know. I'm not going to judge you and or say anything if you're just a normal person doing your stuff. But when you're that broad and you, I just can't, man, no jury would convict me. Would you? You would probably say something too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, that was yesterday. I had to share that story because the thing with the masks, I got so aggravated. This Fauci stooge was the guy who was out there telling, well, you got to wear your mask. Got to wear your mask. You're going to perpetuate this. You're going to perpetuate it. And it's going to smolder if you don't wear your masks. And then all these studies come out. They don't do anything. The masks don't do a thing. Not a thing. So I don't know. I had to share that story. I don't mind. Like I said, I don't care if people are going to wear their masks. Do what you're going to do. But don't be like vaping and huffing and puffing on that vape pen. You know, like you're underwater and that's the last bit of oxygen in that tiny canister. Don't be doing that, right? And then put on your face mask. I'm healthy. I just can't. I just can't stand it. Anyway, I had to share that because that made me mad and this reminded me of that. And I can't believe I didn't share it beforehand. I've talked a lot about the Kel-Tec KSG shotgun over the years, and it's no secret how much I love it. It's become the go-to shotgun for law enforcement and home defense, and for a really good reason. But why am I such a huge fan of the Kel-Tec KSG? Well, like everything that Kel-Tec invents, it created an entirely new class of shotgun. And the one that started it all is the KSG shotgun. It's the first 12-gauge pump-action shotgun chambered for 3-inch shells. And with its dual tube mags, offers a capacity of 12 plus 1. So that's 6 rounds in each tube, plus 1 chambered. If you prefer 2 3/4-inch shells, even better, because the KSG holds 7 plus 7 plus 1. That's 15 shells. You cannot ignore the downward shell ejection either. It makes the KSG truly ambidextrous and ejects shells away from your face. It's brilliant design. See the Kel-Tec KSG up close and personal at KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com. Again, to find out more, visit KelTecWeapons.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I can't believe this is a headline, but it's a Kane's immediately interested. It's a headline, though, and I got to share it. So apparently, when Hillary and Chelsea Clinton were at the theater, Schubert Theater, this is according to Page Six, someone just straight up pooped right in the aisle. Right? I mean, I'm not kidding you. I'm not trying to be 10 years old, but it was at a performance of Some Like It Hot, which I am not making up. I swear to you. They said that it was a regrettable one-off incident, but apparently the theater staff told Page Six that, quote, last week when Hillary and Chelsea Clinton were in the audience, the lights came up for intermission and there were two human turds in the aisle just near them. They said the house crew dealt with it very appropriately and quickly, and that Hillary and Chelsea remained in the theater for the second act. Oh, man. I don't have anything to add to that. Everything about that is just like the perfect storm of a story. So Idaho has passed a bill to allow firing squads to execute death row inmates. I approve. That is, they passed a bill allowing firing squads when lethal injection drugs are unavailable.
Didn't it seem like that would be pretty painless compared to the other way that they do it? I don't know. I'm just saying. But good on Idaho. Good on you. I'm going to eat more of your potatoes. Let's see. Speaking of Idaho, Idaho Hospital, they are stopping labor and delivery because they're citing political climate and doctor shortages. Really? It is Bonner General Health, located in Sandpoint, a news release. It's a 25-bed hospital. They have to go to birthing centers elsewhere, Spokane or Coeur d'Alene, and they drive to other hospitals or birthing centers. They delivered 265 babies in last year, and they admitted fewer than 10 pediatric patients. But it's all because of Roe v. Wade. And they're saying it's political climate. We can't do that. A CNN crew was robbed while covering street crime in San Francisco. The back glass of their little crossover was broken out, and they said that it's not their windshield. Do these people know parts of a car here over at Mediaite? They said got robbed again. They were at City Hall in San Francisco to do an interview. They had security watching their rental car and crew car. They said thieves did this in under 4 seconds. Security stopped them from stealing the other bags. But they go, seriously, this is ridiculous. Isn't that what you guys supported, though? I mean, come on. I mean, you guys cheered it on, mostly peaceful protests and all that. Did we all forget it? I'm just wondering, because I didn't forget it. Those people didn't forget it. Just saying. And St. Francis Brooklyn, a Division I, they eliminated their entire athletics program. While all of this was happening, if you get my email prep list, if you're a subscriber over at Chapter and Verse, they had at the White House press briefing yesterday the cast of Ted Lasso. And they had them all there. There were 5 cast members there, some of the stars of the show, including the guy whose name I can't remember, but he was really upset over his salad dressing because his one kind of skanky wife went out with Harry Styles, who wants to be Mick Jagger but is too small and dresses too much like a chick. Who's the guy, the Ted Lasso guy, Kane? Him,
the actor, Jason Sudeikis.
Okay, Jason Sudeikis.
Yeah,
I do. I mean, he seems to be kind of an insufferable leftist, but you know, at least I kind of do like him. Except apparently, this season's supposed to be super dark. because that's when he was going through everything with his wife. So fun things to look forward to. Anyway, that's not even my point. My point is this. Yesterday, at the White House press briefing, you had the cast of Ted Lasso. And I love the guy who plays Roy Kent. He's the only person that I like up there. The guy who plays Roy Kent. They had them all up there. That's just the optic that I had in mind. While that was happening at the White House, you had Xi Jinping and Vlad Putin meeting. They had the cast of Ted Lasso to talk about mental health. Do you really need to do that? Do you really need to? And then there was a guy, what was it, from South Africa Today, who was so mad that nobody had called on him. Listen to this. Audio soundbite one. This man could not be contained. He was so mad that Karine Jean-Pierre had not called on him. What did he say? 7 months? Listen to this.
Yeah, right. You're right. You're here for me. Refer me. No, 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 no. No, that's not. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this. We're not doing this.
From across the room. You've been discriminating against me and discriminating against some people in the briefing room. And I'm saying that this is the U.S., this is not China, this is not Russia. This is not Russia.
Okay.
What you are doing, you are making a mockery of the First Amendment. It's been 7 months. You've not called on me. You've not my messages. I'm saying that that's not right.
Sometimes welcome, guys. Welcome. Welcome to the press briefing room. Okay.
This is not right.
Sir, let it go.
Are we ready? Are we going to behave?
Seriously.
While many folks...
Decorum, please. Simon.
I love it. Apparently some of the other press members got real mad. And he's apparently been... He's been warned before by the White House press corps. Correspondents association. So he was upset because he had been called on for quite some time. And they were, I think they had Jason Sudeikis get up there and say a couple of things about mental health. Can I just, don't you think that, you know, she could have been like, hey, mental health, something, something. Do you really need all that? What is the point of it? Because that, you realize that they were getting ready, they're getting ready to kick off. Well, didn't they have, is the first episode out? I don't know. They're getting ready to kick off Ted Lasso. This was kind of like a promo tour for them. And they tied it in to a White House press briefing. So I can understand why that guy was mad. Now, notice how no one in the media could say anything about it because he's a South African reporter. You heard probably, perhaps, his accent. The left can't say anything to him. You know, he checks too many boxes. Hell, he's not. He's from a different country. He's a minority. Oh, my gosh. And he just wants his questions answered. You can't say anything about him. He checks too many intersectional boxes. But I did think it was funny. The I can't remember her name. The blonde actress who plays the owner of the team in Ted Lasso. At one point, he said something, and she was behind Karine Jean-Pierre, and she just went, ooh, and kind of looked down at the stage. She seemed to be, like, the only one to understand kind of this guy's struggle. And everyone else just, it was just weird. That was happening while you had Xi Jinping and Vlad Putin meeting. I mean, day two. It's a weird optic, right? Am I being too sensitive to this? It's a weird optic.
It's his life mission. To make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Hoo boy. All right. So in Cocoa, Florida, a woman was arrested at a McDonald's, accused of brandishing a gun in the drive-thru and pointing it at an employee due to an argument over a non-existent menu item. So what was the item? Out of curiosity. So apparently... The fuss was over a cheeseburger bundle, kind of, I don't know, like, what? I don't even know what that is. And the employees were saying that wasn't an actual menu item. So she pulled out an M&P shield, and I love how they sit here and they talk about this gun. I cannot even deal. Whoever wrote this article about this gun has no idea about guns. God help us all. But the affidavit said this was last week. Her name is Quavi Young, 26 years old. She says that she wanted a cheeseburger bundle and the employees were telling her that doesn't exist. And things were a little busy, employees told police, in the drive-thru lane. So they were trying to get her to go, order something or go. It doesn't exist.
She then began brandishing the gun and verbally threatening the people inside the McDonald's. When police were called and arrived, they learned that she did not even have a valid driver's license. So she faces, because you can't brandish, that's an actionable offense. And so she was driving with a suspended license. She got a brandishing charge, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon with intent to kill, because she was saying she was going to kill them and she had the means to do so. So it was a felony charge, and she was she bonded out on about $7,500. That over a non-existent menu item. An 18-year-old who crashed a car into a Georgia Walmart gave the judge a middle finger at the hearing.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.